What's up, Podcast Land? Episode 114, featuring The Other LA, is brought to you by Silence and Solitude. Based out of southern New Jersey, Silence and Solitude is... Silence and Solitude is a metalcore quintet that consists of Shane Roxas, Colby Hempel, Cody Mitchell, Alexander Coates, and Justin Pomper. The band formed in early 2015 and made their debut in September of the following year, having spent the previous year writing and recording. And what did that lead up to? Well, just their debut album, Resurgence, which came out in December of last year, 2016, and it debuted at number 20 on the iTunes Metal Charts. They have released music videos for their singles Suffering, Deceiver, and for the cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Sorry, folks, I don't feel like singing today. I know that's why you tune in, just to hear my great voice, but it's just not going to happen today. I'm sorry. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. But... you know, it's a great album, if you don't want to take my word for it. And if you don't want to take the band's word for it, well, what about New Transcendence? They had to say Resurgence is a must-listen for 2016, without a doubt, especially for fans of metal and its subgenres. If you're looking for something that is emotionally powerful, but not too whiny, aggressive, but not hate-filled, and will still stand the test of time. There you go, there's my singing. This is the album you've been searching for. For more information, visit www.silenceandsolitude.com. Episode 114 is also brought to you by Old Self. Based out of Toms River, New Jersey, Old Self fleshes out ambient rock melodies with poetic arrangements while using people's stories as the concepts and lyricism for their songs. They help bring people's dark thoughts to the public in a very unique manner. Their hope is to reach out to not only their fan base, but to everyone they come across with in a therapeutic way. Recently pairing up with the nonprofit organization A Voice for the Innocent, they are working on furthering their outreach in hopes they can help as many people as they can in a positive way through music. For more information, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Old Self Official. Episode 114 is also brought to you by 627. So now imagine the Foo Fighters and Muse stuffed in an underground studio during the nuclear holocaust with nothing but Weezer and Radiohead albums to session? Yeah, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that too. Now you can, thanks to 627, delivering the attitude of the underdog and the punch of a champion. 627's chunky guitar riffs, charismatic vocals, and emotional solos are the most beautiful ass-whooping your ears ever took. Your ears ever took. For more information, hit up dub7records.com, D-U-B, the number 7, records.com, and like them on Facebook, 627, so SIXTWOSEVEN, and then the number 627. If you still need help, just look at the description. Link is right there. Visit it, people. You roll. And last but certainly not least, we have a new sponsor coming around, and this is actually pretty cool, because we are very pleased to announce that we are sponsoring the Golden Hearts Festival, taking place on August 9th and 10th at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It is a big-ass deal, people, so if you're in the New York City, New Jersey area, come on out for that. I know it's during the week, August 9th and 10th, but take off. Why not? Take off of work. If you go to school, you're already off, so there should be no excuse why you shouldn't be there. If you're in California... okay, maybe that's an excuse. But anyone in the tri-state area and Pennsylvania, even though I still consider Pennsylvania to be more of the tri-state area than Connecticut, but that's just me. If you're in the surrounding areas, please come on out. It's going to be one hell of a festival. So a festival promotes the best of New York City and New Jersey local bands. So on day one, you have Jinx, Born Anew, Trace Your Steps, The Harkening, Refinement, Iridian, Ender, and Idle Minds, while on day two, you have In Loving Memory, Monument of a Memory, Holy Shit, That's a Lot of Memories, that's not a name of a band, holy shit part, you have Zoom, Shallow Views, Champ, BTB alum approaching Troy, BTB sponsors, An Old Self, and Anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, Anahata? Yeah, we'll go with that. But anyways, for more information, you go to facebook.com/Golden Heart Festival. I guess the S was a little too much in Golden Hearts. I hate when links do that, and I'm not even faulting them for that. I'm faulting Facebook, where they're like, yeah, we're going to basically just cut you off right there. Now you have to make a choice. So they made a choice, and it's facebook.com/Golden Heart Festival. Tickets are only $16 for each date. Come on. That's a steal right there. For all those great bands, hell yeah. So come on out, show your support for this new festival, and support the local scene. That's right, people. Support that local scene. And support your local scene wherever you are. Because all of your favorite bands have once been local musicians before. It's the truth. Unless you're NSYNC. I think NSYNC was basically put together. I'm not 100% sure about that. I think there were like five somewhat decent singers. And then they got into one super monstrous boy band. And yeah, I don't know if they started out as local musicians. Could be wrong. But all right, everyone but NSYNC started out as local musicians, okay? But all right, and enough with me. Even though today's episode features me, so I'm going to be talking even more than I am right now. And that's with the other LA. Not Los Angeles. We're talking about Louisiana Fast. We're talking about Popeyes. Louisiana, the other LA, starts right now.
From out of the wasteland of generic podcasts and radio shows, one has emerged. It prides itself on having conversations with the most talented musicians from all over the world. If you like a boring question and answer interview, this isn't for you. If you want deep conversations about anything and everything, you've come to the right place. Your new favorite show starts now, and its name is Behind the Barricade.
Hey, there we are.
Hey,
what's going on?
Not much, just chilling, everything. Chilling. Just got some meat real quick.
Nice. Are you guys calling from Louisiana?
Yes,
yep, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Wow, that is awesome. I think you're the first band we've had on here from Louisiana, so I guess that's a compliment.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's going on? You say you just got something to eat. You got
a little snack. Well, I don't know if they ate, but I ate.
Yeah, we just all kind of met up. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So it's, 7:30 by you?
Yes.
Yes, 7:30.
What about you, man?
It's actually 8:30. I'm calling from New Jersey, actually.
Oh, nice. I was actually born in New Jersey, so that's
awesome. Nice. Where at?
I think I was born in Voorhees, New Jersey. That's what my mom said. I'm like,
You were born in New Jersey?
You didn't know that?
I
was
born in South Carolina.
No, I lived in South Carolina. I was born in New Jersey. You know this.
Well, now you do.
Yeah,
Voorhees is southwest, I believe. It's actually close to Philly.
Nice. So my mom's like, it's called Voorhees. I'm like, Voorhees? Like Jason Voorhees? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, exactly like that. And I think Freddy Krueger, or one of them, was actually from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, nice. Really?
That's crazy. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, actually, the lead singer of For the Fallen Dreams told me that, and I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I know my horror, and he showed me like a tattoo on his neck of Freddy Krueger. I was like, okay, maybe you do know horror.
That's awesome.
I don't have any of this.
I don't. I'm from Japan. So.
Oh, you're not. Just because you have a bandana.
I got the headband on, so.
Got the headband, the long hair.
Yeah, I got the squinty eyes, so. No, I'm just joking. I'm Mexican, so. Yeah, I got like a Day of the Dead tattoo right there.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting one.
That's pretty badass. Any other tattoos I should know about?
Nah.
Okay.
He only has one.
Don't tell Dad.
Now, I think the greatest tattoo story I've ever heard was one of my friends. He was apparently drunk all throughout college, and he said, "Hey, John, I got your name tattooed on my ass." I'm like, "I'm sorry, what? Did you lose a bet?" Like, no, I got your name tattooed on my ass. I'm like, "Yeah, okay, let me see it." So he pulls his pants down, and in cursive, it has your name. Actually, I was like, "Oh, gotcha."
Make some money like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have a funny story about that. Same like him, but it was at our show, and can I say that? No.
I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, say it. Come on.
So, some girl came up to our merch table at one of our shows, and I got to sign her, you know,
her cleavage.
Her boobies. Her olive age.
Yes.
Her boobies. And then she was with her friend, and then they came up to me again, and her friend was like, hey, my friend said she wanted to get your signature tattooed on her. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On her boobies, though?
Huh?
On her boobs?
Yeah.
Beeps.
Damn. Now, did she have any other band member signature tattoos on her?
What's that?
I said, did you have any other... Gross. Did she have any other band member signatures, you know, on her already or no?
No. Are you here first?
Yeah.
There you go. It's always great to be first. It's bad to be the last.
Yeah, right?
When it comes to tattoos, because first, you're on forever. Last usually means you've been basically, like, you've been, like, written over, like, numerous amount of times.
I know. I felt honored, though, so.
Oh, sure you did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should. It's like a rite of passage for all, like, next-level metal bands going on, you know?
He was tipsy, though. I'm like, what are you doing? He was, like, not himself.
Okay, look, if tattooing a girl's breast is the worst thing that happened that night, that's pretty good.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
It could get a lot worse. But, yeah, anyways. So, I actually just heard your EP right before this started, and it's actually all over the place in a good way. Like, I heard a lot of Evanescence. I heard some Flyleaf. I heard a little bit of Drowning Pool, which we'll get into in a second.
Really?
Yes. Awesome. And I also actually heard Seosin. Are you guys familiar with them?
Yeah.
My favorite
band back in middle school.
Yeah, on the first track, I think it was The Connection. It sounded like something off of, like, Cove's. Seosin, so the self-titled record.
When we were writing the song, like way back before we went to the studio, that was one of the influences I had on that song. So the riff at the very beginning.
Yeah.
The intro to the song. So.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
I know. I didn't know that.
So do you keep looking at Jeff? I see you all look up to the left at he's disappointed at you.
He is.
He's making faces.
Yeah.
I wrote The Connection, to be honest. I actually wrote about Soul Eater.
Here we go.
What?
Is there anime?
Here we go. Everybody wrote it. I actually wrote The Connection, okay?
No, you weren't. Okay.
I wrote everything. Wrote, produced.
You don't know how to produce.
Oh, shit. I went to 2 years of schooling for it, but...
I went to zero.
I'm still in high school.
I didn't write it.
Yeah, what exactly is producing? Is it just like a director version of being in the studio? Be like, no, I don't like that. Do it again. All right, you could do this riff better. Okay, instead of this, play this. Yeah.
Jeff does that with us sometimes when, you know, we're writing new songs and stuff like that. We're like, hey, Jeff, does this sound good? He's either like, yeah, that's awesome, do it again, or no, that sucks, we're not using that, so.
Okay, at least you don't have a yes man as a manager. That's always good, so big props to Jeff. There's nothing worse than being in the studio creating some terrible song, and your manager's like, yeah, this is going to go top of the charts. And then you play live, and people are like, oh, this thing fucking sucks.
It's like African Child from Get Him to the Greek.
Oh, yeah, African Child was what the worst thing to happen to Africa?
War and famine.
War and famine. Yeah.
I forgot the words of African Child. Come on, everyone knows the words. Well, what are they? African Child. And then he goes and plays a song, The Clap.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. So you guys going to go any deep? Are you gonna maybe title a track? Not maybe African Teenager.
Oh, yes. After me.
Yeah. I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm just like,
oh, we gotta watch the movie the next time we're in the movie.
Yeah.
Hold on, you've never seen Get Him to the Greek?
Zim.
Wow, you've never seen Get Him to the Greek?
Actually, no, I have not. I watched a lot of cartoons, like anime or like kid cartoons. Don't judge me.
No judging. The other two are looking at each other like, ugh. But.
You like that? You like anime? I know.
He's so awesome. Yeah, he likes one episode.
Dragon Ball Z.
I showed him Vader Zim. He was kind of freaked out. You were freaked out.
That was around when I was a kid, but
he still scared you.
Yeah.
Oh, you were scared.
Aw, sweetie.
I love it, though.
Yeah, I've never actually got into anime, but, you know, there's a huge audience for it, and it's
Yeah. I know a lot of my friends who like it.
Yeah, they always hang around like-minded people. You don't see, like, anime people hang around, like, sports people. Like, I've never really saw that.
Well, it kind of happens.
If you didn't know, Invader Zim was created by an Asperger person, yeah.
Joan Vasquez?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wait. Who? I didn't. Wait, how did you know about this?
Wikipedia.
Are you? I don't know.
Wikipedia is semi-always right. Oh, yeah.
Joan Vasquez? Wait, are you talking about
Someone commented on your
Was
YouTube
it Soul Eater? Are you sure you're not talking about Soul Eater?
That's what I meant.
So,
Joan and Vasquez is a perfectly normal guy. I'm like, wait, what?
One of the guys that did the anime that we did for our lyric video for The Connection, he has Asperger's, and it's one of the biggest animes. Soul Eater, pretty much. So,
but I'm ashamed that they took the dubbed version off of Hulu. I was like, no! Now I can't rewatch the episodes now. I'm really sad.
Ah, those bastards.
I know, exactly.
So I might actually blow your mind again, but Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers was in the Wild Thornberries.
I know, he was Donnie.
Yeah.
Dude,
Donnie.
What?
Oh my God. You didn't know that?
That's so cool.
I thought all three of you would actually know that, but wow, okay.
I do. That's because I have everything. I know everything, so except for math. That's about it.
Exactly. Look, you're not going to be an accountant anytime soon. You're not going to write music like the Dillinger Escape Plan anytime soon. So I think you're okay.
No math core, no bueno.
That's what managers are for.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. Until Jeff starts charging $250 for towels.
Oh.
Well, Arya, give him the sweet eyes.
Yeah. The puppy dog eyes.
Yes, you got us.
Well, my eyes are fairly large. They are. A lot of people say that, right? Okay. Well, manga eyes.
Oh yeah, that okay. Now I'm starting to get like these terms down. That's the Japanese cartoons with the ginormous eyes and like the bigger eyelashes.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of people say I have like manga eyes. I'm like, really? Like, my eyes are that big.
They look normal.
Yeah. They look
well, normal. Far away they do, but, like, I take a lot... Sometimes I'll take selfies, like, they'll look, like, really big, like, whoa!
Who told you that? Who told you that you had those eyes?
Some anime fan with lesser blue hair, probably.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah,
it's
crazy, because every show we play, it's like, you know, like with our live shows, you know, like, we do, like, most of the talking, and we just, you know, let Arya just entertain the crowd and stuff. So we do all the talking in between our songs and stuff, and we go to the merch table. And, like, somebody can come up to the table, and they're like, oh, my God, Arya, I love your voice. And I'll be standing there, and I'll be waiting for them to be like, hey, you did a nice job, too.
They do,
and
too,
then,
talk.
No,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they do.
And
they
the do. One, the they walk up to the table, and the first thing they say is to Arya, I love your hair, because if you didn't know, she changes her hair like every month.
I actually had this for 8 months, so I'm doing.
Wow.
I'm probably doing red soon because I'm getting tired of blue. I'm like, I want to change.
Always come to me and say nice arms.
Nice arms. Nobody comes up to me because they're like, wait, you're the bass player. You're not
important.
Nice fingers, man.
A lot of girls come to me like, hey, you're really cute.
Underage girls. Two old girls.
Nah, not really. Not
in the middle.
Not at our show at Metro Station.
Well,
it's
because Metro Station was mostly our age people.
Yeah.
For once.
Well, look, as long as the girl whose breast you signed wasn't underage, I think you're okay.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, that was an 18 and a video.
You wouldn't do well in prison.
No bueno.
16 will get you 20.
No, those guys will love that hair, boy.
And you already got a girly name.
An eye,
then.
An eye, or a heart above the eye.
Oh, jeez.
don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap.
Yeah, or just basically watch your back in the prison yard. Like, I've seen a lot of these prison shows, and holy shit. Like, I know I wouldn't survive. I don't think you three would survive, but I don't know you personally, but...
You would.
I'd manage.
Well, because, you know, he's black, and he's buff, and so... You know, he's got...
I'm not prison buff, though, dude. There's a difference.
I don't know. I have a really murderous temper sometimes.
She does... if you make her mad, like, her...
Angry.
The jersey in her kind of comes out, so...
Hey, but like, I don't have a knife in my hand.
That's why I'm sitting on the outside.
Yeah, you're stuck right in the middle of what could be two prisoners, right on either side.
Yikes.
Don't fall asleep in the van.
Oh, Jesus. You'll wake up with maybe a sticky surprise. Wink, wink.
Well, see, hey, the last time I fell asleep in the van was when we were on our little tour to the West Coast. We were doing some shows in, like, Arizona, did a show at the Whiskey at Go-Go in Los Angeles. So we had passed one of the border patrols, one of the checkpoints, and I was sleeping in the van, and he was driving while we were all kind of sleeping. And he was about to give me away just because, you know, like, I'm half Hispanic and I was hiding under the blanket. The dude goes, how many are riding with you? Gerardo's like, five. And he's like, are you guys all American? Gerardo said he was about to give me away. He was about to throw out my wallet, all my papers.
Make him start running.
Yeah.
You would have been so pissed when they found out you were legal.
Yeah, true.
Keep you in anyway.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome, President Trump. I did my civil duty.
Yeah. What an age we live in.
Yeah. Where a reality star can be a president, but we're not even going to go there. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that tour a little bit. So you played Arizona. You played the Whiskey. Where else did you hit up?
We did San Antonio. We did a
show with Lacey Sturm. Well, the former lead singer of Fly, yep. Lacey Sturm, her solo project. It was a sold out crowd. Like, I was sitting at the merch table when Lacey came on. She's like 4'11". I couldn't see her with all these people. I had to stand up on the chair to see her. I was just like,
yeah, was,
Lacey,
was
where
show.
Are you?
Lacey, Palisades,
Stitch Apart.
Stitch Apart. Good show.
Yeah.
Was a really
great
good
way
show.
To start off a little run.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ended in San Diego, and that was
San Diego is
San
crazy.
Diego.
Fun,
yeah. I was the only one who was brave enough to stick my feet in the ocean. It was ice cold, but, like, they were just, like, moving on, like...
Because it's freezing outside.
It was not that... It wasn't that cold.
It was pretty cold.
Well, how cold was it? Like, what, 60 degrees?
I have no idea.
Well, the water was probably...
Not well, yeah, the water was probably freezing, but...
It was a good 50 degrees outside. It was
not 50 degrees.
Well, it was in January, so...
It was not 50... It was, like, high 60s, like, low 70s.
I don't know. I'm not...
You need to call...
Weatherman, but
yeah,
we
it was great.
But in LA, we did a show with Flaw. We hooked up with Artery Global, and they kind of helped us get on the show with Flaw at the Whiskey.
Which is
apparently
crazy.
It's extremely hard to get a show at the Whiskey as well. So we did that. You know, they treated us good.
Our own dressing room.
Yeah, our own sound check along with Flaw. And they gave her her own bodyguard.
That was
really
watching over her, and so we kind of got to be rock stars for a day. So
Flaw loved us so much, we're gonna play with them again.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing with them in Houston in 2 weeks. So
April 28th,
direct support for that show, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And they do so well in Texas. We've seen Flaw play in San Leon, sold out crowd. Every time.
Well,
so.
And in Houston, they had a solo crowd, too.
So we're definitely looking forward to that.
So we're stoked.
Wow, that is awesome. And you guys have only been around for, a couple years now, right?
About to be 4 years.
Yeah, it's going to turn – we're going to turn four
October
this year. But we've the first, 2 years, we were kind of just writing and doing covers and stuff, trying to, discover ourselves and discover our sound. And then, the last 2 years, we were working with CJ Pierce and Drowning Pool and just kind of writing songs. And that kind of worked out. He decided, to kind of join the band and, play with us and all that, which was which was awesome. He took us on a little run with Drowning Pool. When we came back from Dallas from writing and stuff. So it's all been fun. So the past, I guess, two and a half years, we've been kind of working at, getting to the next level, giving our songs in our EP, shopping it to, labels and everyone, just like I said, trying to get to that next level to where, we can start touring for a living and playing the people every night. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, the hardest thing is to, are you sending solicited or unsolicited demos out?
A little bit of both, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the hardest thing because it's either labels end up signing their friends or they do favors with certain managers and certain agents and stuff like that. So yeah. It really is like it's almost impossible to get that in there with just you sending it into via email, or do you have a whole press kit?
Yeah, we have our press kit, and we just kind of shop that around to people, different labels, even these national shows we play with as well. We give it to, we play with Hell Yeah for our EP release party last year. Gave it to, Chad Gray of Mudvayne, gave it to Vinnie Paul of, Pantera.
That was a very good show.
People that have heard our music, like the guys in Disturbed, the guys in Breaking Benjamin, have heard our stuff as well, even our new material. So,
Our new material is slightly heavier, which is pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
Nice. What was the new material sound like, more or less?
Well,
how much heavier do you go?
It's hard to really put a name on it, but I guess you can say it's way more maturing sound than the EP. It's really the EP is like the first step, and then this new material is a step above that, and so. It's different, but you still hear the other LA in it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You hear the other LA, and then you hear, like you said, a more mature sound. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, compare us to, other people, you kind of can. I mean, like the first, our first EP, obviously, you hear Evanescence, you hear this, you hear that, you hear Paramore. But our new stuff, it's like, no, we're kind of doing our own sound, It's not outdated. It doesn't sound over the produce, or whatever. It's us, just trying to keep it real. So
we've been listening to a lot of new metal bands, since we've been writing our new material, like Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace,
Evanescence, and Tool, and that's
our one song. Definitely tell it has a Tool Breaking Benjamin feel, which I love so much. It's one of our heavier songs. I always enjoy playing that live. I go nuts on stage, spin around, headbang, and everything. It's awesome.
And you can hear a lot of that influence in our new music as well. If you wanted to compare us to other bands, you can hear a lot of Tool. You can hear a lot of Breaking Benjamin, and obviously Evanescence. As in, vocal style. So.
And I think what's really causing that is, they've had a number of lineup changes, and we're finally starting to
30 members.
Solidify that lineup. And each person, we have similar backgrounds, but different music backgrounds at the same time. So, you can feel each person's influence meld into, a song. And it's crazy because it's got its metal, but it's got its melodics, and it's all coming into one. And it's definitely something if people like the EP, they're gonna be blown away by what's to come.
Okay,
well,
good.
CJ Pierce at Drowning Pool actually helped us with the new material. He's an amazing songwriter. We were listening to one of his song ideas. I'm like, I want to use that. I want to use that. I want to use that. It was just like a kid in the candy store. It was awesome.
Yeah. So we've been writing with CJ and just coming together and just putting out some of the best songs we've ever put out. So
That's awesome. I'm pretty stoked to hear all that, especially, you know, you have stuff that sounds more like Tool, more like Breaking Benjamin, but the best thing about it is it's an evolution. You're not putting out the same, you know, TOLA EP that you put out already.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when bands do that. They're like, yeah, we're going to put out this amazing debut EP, full length, whatever they put out, and then it's like, okay, here's a carbon copy of it, and you're like, all right, I mean, I like the first one because of certain things, but now it's just, you know, the same thing. And then they go, like, full Suicide Silence, and you're like, okay, you evolved way too much.
And what I like about this, too, is, I mean, every song sounds different, but it sounds the same, you know? So it's, yeah. You're like, oh, man, it's not the same boring, like, thing. Like, some bands, you listen to a CD, and it every riff sounds the same, every drum pattern sounds the same. But with this, everything's different. But when you hear it, you're still like, oh, the other LA. That's the other LA. So it's nice.
Yeah, so you take a lot more chances with this one, but you still stick to your roots, which is a great thing to hear.
Yes.
Nice. Yep. So now, the reason or how I found you guys out was because the Warped Tour Battle of the Bands contest. And that's going. I think that's going pretty well for you guys, right? If I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah, it's going pretty well.
Are we still on the first page?
I think so. Yeah. First page out of what? 22,000 bands. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty good to be top. What, like 25 or 30 or something like that?
I think it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, and look, even if for some reason you don't end up playing Warped Tour, which I'm pretty sure you will because you're on the first page, you know, there's a lot of eyes and ears on it. I mean, hell, that's how I found you guys. So, you know, I'm just a random podcast out in New Jersey who's interviewed Breaking Benjamin and My Chemical Romance, but I'm not even going to go there. But cheap plug. No, but I mean, you know, a lot of labels can be scouring these pages for the next big thing.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
and then actually some of the new material is up there, huh? Are we putting any new?
Yes.
Video, live video.
It's called new song. Yeah.
New song one.
New song number one. That's the name.
Well, I did come up with a title, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, it's a very generic title, guess.
Yeah.
Was new song and new song two taken already?
If Blur can do song number two, I feel like we can keep new songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I actually came up with the title, but...
There you go. Now, do you have a catchy chorus like song number two by Blur?
It's very catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. It's weird.
It gets stuck in your head.
Yeah. We actually start out with the chorus as soon as the music kicks in. Like, chorus first, then it's the verse, chorus, verse. It's still catchy, but it's a little different, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
the two verses sound completely different.
Okay. All right, that's awesome to hear. Like, you know, it's not like, I think the latest album by Atreyu, it's every single song was structured the same way, and I think it drove me nuts. Yeah, I think it was just, you know, I think you had Brandon's singing, and then Alex screams, Brandon sing, Alex screams, Alex screams, Brandon singing on every single track. It was just...
I didn't like the new Atreyu.
No, I mean, look, I'm comparing it with their old material, and before their hiatus, I think they were supposed to be like a Day to Remember sized. If they kept going down that same road, but now you have a Day to Remember that is one of the biggest bands out there, and they do everything themselves, which is absolutely unreal.
Wow, yeah,
all themselves, man.
I'm jealous.
Yep, see, this is all you have to do. All you have to do is sign to Victory Records and then get out of it by going with a lawsuit. There you go. You'll be millionaires.
Didn't I say that, like, what?
Better get started. Better get started. You got to do that. You're the face.
Wait, what?
Nothing. We'll tell you later.
I have really bad ADD. I can't help it.
We know who's not going to be part of the master plan.
Me?
We'll think about it. I might just do it myself. Great call to a solo album.
It's cool. I think I'll go solo.
You go Amy Leonis.
Oh.
No.
Hey, David Williams.
Don't throw out me.
Hayley Williams never had a solo album.
Yeah, it's called Paramore.
Yeah.
No. The drummer's back. Zach Farrow is back. Woohoo. Is actually recording on the new album, so I'm really excited.
So he's drumming on our solo album.
It's not a solo album. Oh my god! It's still Paramore. I'm a huge Paramore fan, so I hate when
No, really? I would have never guessed.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, Josh.
I was thinking more like Afro Man or something.
You're Afro Man.
Yeah, he's more Afro Man than me.
That's now imagine cool. If you played with Afro Man. That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be crazy. I don't know what we'd do.
What?
If we played with Afro Man.
Dude, he punched some chick or he kicked some chick.
I saw that.
That was so funny.
Okay.
We'd have to keep him away from Mario.
Well, because she tried jumping on stage and then he just went.
I would never do that.
You never punch someone or dance on stage during Afro Man?
Well,
a little bit of both.
Yeah, probably both.
Yeah. So did you know you guys have played quite a number of shows in quite a different, you know, areas of the United States? Did anything crazy ever happen at these shows other than you signing the girls' tits?
Well, this
Ari
last show.
Hit on Mark Beavers.
Wait, what?
Is it Ari always getting hit on Mark
Beavers? Oh, yeah.
Okay, no. The actually, the Caribbean store is like the last show we just played in Beaumont.
Uh huh.
Well, some stuff went down. There were two fights that went on. Thank
Over
God
you?
I was in the van, but basically, I was talking to this guy. He was really nice. And like his girlfriend was just like getting mad at me. I'm like, I told him, like, dude, I'm 17. I have a boyfriend. I'm like, I'm not flirting with him. Like,
and Arya doesn't have the courage to say the dude was ugly. Like, I would have straight up told the girl her boyfriend was ugly.
He looked like
be nice. Okay. Long story short, she starts swinging at him. Like, she's
a full
big
fight.
She's like, I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna be over here. Please don't kill me.
There were two fights that broke out because of that. And then like one of the dudes that got in the fight, I don't know how old he was, but he looked pretty young. And he came up to me, and his eyes were like all wide and stuff. And he's like, yeah, man. Like I'm on this stuff and I'm on that stuff, and I'm just wired right now. And I'm like, I don't even know you, dude. And then he starts talking to our drummer and all that, and our drummer's just like, I don't even know you, dude.
He was tired.
Yeah.
And slightly buzzed.
Yeah.
And strung out on something.
Yeah, that show was crazy.
It was crazy. It was for a good cause. And then it had
place.
To end.
Yeah.
Like that.
It was like a metal shit.
The first fight, thank God, was in the van. All I heard was like, you motherfucker. Just like, lock the door. Lock the door. And, I don't want to die.
And I ran outside with my phone. I started screaming, World Star.
World Star. Yes.
Already
kept saying it was my turn to fight.
He likes to fight, so.
You like the fight compilations?
Yeah. There we go, yeah.
Oh, I know about World Star, man. Oh, my God. I think that's the place where viral videos go to become huge. Like, if you're big on World Star, you basically are. You're going to be on the next episode of Ellen. That's how crazy that website is.
Let's get started, Gerardo.
Look at free stuff, dude.
There you go. All you have to do is just do something incredibly stupid. Or, you know what? Something simple. Just do the loud challenge at a local 7-Eleven, and you're good to go.
Oh.
Maybe Ellen will give us a free record, though.
Maybe, dude.
Or our own label.
Dude, that woman's, like, rich, man.
Oh, she's got her own show, and she's doing like, she's, like, monopolizing.
Oh, the Cash Me Outside girl?
No, Ellen.
Dude, the Cash Me Outside girl, man, she's what, supposed to be a millionaire by, like, the end of the year, man? That's crazy. Like, see, I tried disrespecting my mom like she does. And I got bitch slapped. She doesn't get bitch slapped.
Well, you didn't do it on Dr. Phil. That was your problem.
Yeah,
she made Dr. Phil famous, though.
Oh, yeah,
he was
yeah.
nothing before her.
I've never heard of Dr. Phil.
crap. You always watch Dr. Phil.
No, that was
you watch Dr. Phil?
Can't.
What?
What are you, 40 and single?
Are you a housewife?
I don't know.
You have 20 house cats?
One. No, I like Dr. Phil just because, dude, the people are crazy. Same with Jerry Springer, man. Like, and then Mari, when you get to Mari.
Of course you watch. Yeah, of course you watch.
You didn't have cable.
You
cable.
Are the father. And then the dude starts, like, breaking down, like, I don't want kids.
Not the father, and they're dancing up and down the rows, and they're like, I told you! like really freaking out. I think those are better than the ones that are the father.
Yeah, he was on Mari, so
whatever, dude. You never had a kid. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's taken me to the show yet, so I guess we're good.
Oh my god.
Now, I think the best one out of that whole thing is Steve Wilkos, because he throws chairs. he gets so angry. He's like, no, you can't sit. And he takes the chair and throws it. I was like, dude, it's your chair. What are you doing?
Why are you breaking your stuff? Yeah. I don't break my own stuff. Except that one time.
Oh, yeah. We did a show in Houston. We did a little Texas run like a couple of weeks ago. And so we got off the stage. We were in Houston. We got off the stage, and his guitar fell off his guitar stand and freaking neck broke in half. Ooh. So he got all mad. He rushed off the stage and started smacking his guitar stand. And his guitar stand was like dented, like somebody ran over it. I'm like, did you literally just like bang that against the ground? Like it was bent. It was dented. It was crazy.
You know, you were supposed to do that while you were on stage at the end of when you're playing, not like after you played and everything else.
Yeah. I didn't want to make a scene on stage, so I hulked out outside.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason to be in a rock band is to make a scene on stage. Come on, man.
Yeah, I guess I could have. Yeah, but then they would got mad because I broke the stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
we don't have that kind of money yet.
Yeah. See, you have to just wait until the guitar endorsements come in.
I missed that stand because now I'm down the road.
You're down to one stand and one guitar.
Oh, now there's still seven.
How many guitars do you have?
Seven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seven.
I'm about to buy another one too.
Yeah, he's
eight. Technically six and a half because one of them split.
I've got four guitars.
You only
had three.
No, I have a Fender. I have that green electric Dean guitar, and then I have the Schecter, and then the Firebird.
That was Thunderbird.
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's a Thunderbird.
Dude, one's Moltres and one's Zapdos.
You always get that wrong.
I'm the bass player. I don't need to know this stuff.
Yeah, you do. You do. It's your bass.
No, he really doesn't. let's be honest.
You just gotta know those three notes, dude.
Yeah, just the three notes that I play. In
the three notes for every song. Yeah.
What, the 3-5-7 on a low string?
Yes.
Forgot open. Gotta hit
open. You forgot open.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like Amir's guitar tab. It's just straight zeros. Straight open.
Doom. Dun, 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 dun.
Just straight shove.
You gotta hit one every now and then.
Yeah, I gotta gin. Just a little bit.
See, that's another thing you could bring into your music. Imagine having her vocals over a gent kind of like background. That'd be pretty cool.
It'd just be baby metal.
Oh yeah, baby metal.
Oh, I like baby metal. I like them. They're cool.
Yeah, they're cool. Music's, I don't know the same, but they're cool.
Ass. Like the music's just so I was like, listen, like wow. It's like,
I don't like it.
Well, I really want to learn Japanese, like really bad.
You have dishonored your family. Take your headband off.
Shame on you.
Take off your headband.
I'm Mexican, guys.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, yeah.
You got one tattoo and you're claiming you're Mexican.
Says enough.
Yeah. Where's your button down? It's the top button.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, SA.
We were doing it at the show last weekend, man. I had the flannel. I had the bandana on. I had the one button. I was going to go on stage and do it, but man, it's hot. So I didn't do it. And we were in Texas, so
true Mexican wouldn't have got hot.
Just see, as long as you didn't go on stage and go, these gringos are loco, man.
Dude, I pay you to do that at the next show.
$20?
$21. No,
that's a deal.
You're not
tree fitty.
Tree fitty.
Goddamn that Loch Ness monster.
This dude gets it.
Of course, I watch way too much South Park.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's like one of my go-to shows. It's just funny all around, especially like the music episodes where you have Faith Plus One.
Oh God!
I love how they make a lot of metal references. Like they had Korn on their show. I'm like, wait, that can't be good. I'm like, oh my God, it's actually them.
Like, and that was like season one too, or something like that.
Yeah.
Faith Plus One album of all our songs,
dude. Did you hear like the actual lyrics in the songs? So, yeah. It's a sexual reference to Jesus.
I want to get down on my knees and start pleasing Jesus. I want his salvation all over my face.
Oh Oh my god.
And he's like, Token, go to your house in your basement and go get your bass.
Another roller bass.
I'll buy Token, you're back.
Token, you're back. You have a bass. Now go in the basement and get your bass.
And he's like, I don't know how to play bass. And then he's like,
over this?
And then they go into the song ba-doom, and ba-doom, start ba-doom, playing.
Ba-doom. Oh, god damn it. And the best is the payoff at the end. It's like, yes, you could go double mer. God damn it!
Triple mer.
Can't go platinum, you just go mer. He's like, fuck Jesus!
Well, now, my son, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Get struck down by lightning.
Yeah, we gotta get those seasons.
I have them. Cody, dude.
Freaking, no, to watch in the van.
In the van, yeah.
Oh, I lost my Invader Zim. I used to have like a whole DVD of them, but then they got lost. I'm like, no!
But South Park. Yeah. Come on now. South
Park. Hey, my Invader Zim soundtrack, DVD player, it like actually had like Erkin subtitles, like the Erkin language. Like, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
Is
so,
that the alien language on there?
Yeah, dude.
They don't speak it, but like it's like on there. I was wondering, like, my. What are the subtitles? What are they? I looked it up, like, it's Urban
language. I just thought Gurr was on, like, crack or cocaine the whole time. That dude was crazy.
He's a robot.
No, I love the Dark... No, you were scared of Dark Harvest. You don't remember that one?
I can't believe you were scared of Parkin. And it wasn't Courage the Cowardly Dog.
No, he was scared.
Oh, that was the shit back in the day.
Yeah.
Courage?
Hell yeah.
Dude, that show was crazy, man. Hey, do you watch Rick and Morty?
No, I hear a lot of good things, though.
That show is amazing. I just got into it. It's amazing.
That was the one by Dan Harmon, right?
Yeah.
He was also the guy that did Community and had those big fights with Chevy Chase.
Dude, apparently because of that show, like they made a reference to like the Mulan teriyaki sauce that McDonald's put out in 1998, and now like
it's like going on eBay.
Yeah, now like everywhere on like McDonald's social media, like that's what everyone does is like, hey, you need to bring back this sauce just because of one TV show. Like it's insane.
Well, it's funny how like these shows and also like YouTubers actually influence a lot. Are you guys familiar with LA Beast?
What?
The YouTuber LA Beast?
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's a somewhat famous YouTuber where he does like eating challenges and stuff like that.
Oh, he eats the nastiest stuff ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he actually brought back Crystal Pepsi, which is the craziest thing ever.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, I saw one video and he was eating. The stinkiest cheese ever, with like the stinkiest meat or something like that, like the stinkiest whatever, and then he heated it up into a bowl.
Yeah.
And then he put in the stinkiest fruit ever and like melted it all together. And he didn't do the challenge, or he didn't make it through the challenge. But yeah, I've seen
so then he
him, dude. He does it like it's the nastiest stuff ever. It's insane. And he washes it down with Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. It's like he's sponsored by them, but he's not. He just loves it.
Dude, you know who's good? PewDiePie, since he got kicked off he lost his endorsements because of that racist joke he made.
Yeah, I'm still not exactly sure of that story. I think he paid someone, $5 to hold up a sign that said death to all Jews or something?
Dude, it's so fucked up. Yeah, apparently he lost like all of his endorsements or whatever, but he's still making videos. I thought that was insane, man. It was funny, but I thought that was insane.
Like, YouTube takes down the man, dude.
Yeah,
you can't fuck with YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
especially someone who's bringing in like what, like 10 million, 15 million subscribers or something like that on like two different channels, and he's bringing and he's like one of the top partners at YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And just because of one joke, like, everyone took offense to it, and he lost his endorsement, so.
That sucks.
Everybody gets offended easily nowadays, so. Like, I mean, you can say the nastiest, most racist joke to me, and I'm just like, hey, that's funny, whatever.
Yeah, you would laugh.
As everything gets all silent from the other two.
The look of betrayal you just gave me. Look at me.
How dare you? So this is the end of the other LA. So guys, you had a great run.
Good 4 years.
Well, time to go muscle up.
A good 4 years, 32 members, minus me and Aria. Yeah, it's been good.
It's a good run. Now, all over by saying, you know, death to all Jews.
Oh my God.
I keep changing numbers. Next week I'm going to be like 46.
Damn, I'm freaking dyslexic. Quit throwing numbers in.
No, you're not.
So would it be 23 then?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I like number 23. That's the same number as Michael Jordan. I mean, it's good.
What? Yeah, it's more than 30.
We lost count. I'm not good with numbers. I'm just like, we just had a lot of bad numbers. I don't like numbers.
We've been through the whole town of Lafayette, Louisiana. Yep. We're like the big, you know, hoe of the town, I guess.
Not really. I mean,
yeah, technically.
Technically.
So you guys are like the extras on the Waterboy? The townsfolk?
Dude, that's messed up.
You went there.
You set yourself up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
All right, guys. We've been going at this for 45 minutes. I think this is a good time to stop before you guys actually do break up and add to the previous member total. Just kidding. All right, so you guys have released your EP titled TOLA. You could get that on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, basically anywhere music is. You can get that shit. You guys are going to be playing on the main stage of Warped Tour. Just keep voting, everyone. Go to, I don't even know the address. It's like warp.amplify.com or something like that.
Yes.
If you just go to our page, we've shared it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Click on it. Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.
There we go. And is there everything, the other LA on your social medias?
Yes. Yes. Everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just Google the other LA and it'll show, first thing will show up.
I think it's even on our website, Tolarock.
Yeah, tolarocks.com. Rock?
Rock or rocks.
Tolarock or rocks, yeah.
You got both URLs because this is important.
Yes.
Yeah, we have both.
There we go.
Oh, and one more thing too. Before
absolutely.
We're going to be releasing a music video for our track Hallucinations, but we'll be re-releasing the track, and that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks or whatever on all major music outlets. So just, you know, be on the lookout for that. It's a good video, so.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hell yeah. All right. Before I let you go, we usually play out a song to end the interview. Do you have any in mind you want me to play out right now?
Let's do Hallucinations.
Play Hallucinations.
Yeah.
Hallucinations? Done. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for doing this, and have a great rest of your night. Have a great Easter if you celebrate it. And, yeah.
You too, man.
You too.
All right.
Talking with you.
Hell yeah. We'll see you soon.
All right.